Welcome back. I am Buddy the Rat, and in this chapter, we will see how my girlfriend got along with a different rat. This is chapter 18, Camilla and the Bigger Rat. My head was still spinning as I made my way to Camilla's place. I wasn't sure exactly what I was supposed to say to her. I remembered far more about the Gary encounter later, but at the time my mental fortitude had taken a crash. I figured it might just be best to hear her side of the story first. I was pretty interested in it, actually. Gus was a pretty nice guy. He was as straight as an arrow and about as braggadocious as a squirrel in spandex. Sorry to those who may not know what meeting a squirrel in spandex is like, but if you ever have, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. Gus wanted girls to look at him. He wanted them to want him. He went through a lot of trouble to charm them, too. Although the end result was always the same. The big rat had every plan to get on top of that girl and go to town. Gus played the dating scene like a complete stud, and legend had it that he had always got what he wanted in the end. I was pretty sure he was going to talk to me and everyone about it. I had no problem mentioning that I had a part in helping him out. Rat relations were always best kept above board at the shipping yard. The only thing I was hoping for was that Camilla had had a good time with him. Anything I might have said to her upon getting inside her place disappeared as I was met with a kiss. This kiss was actually pretty impressive since she was so much shorter than I was. There might have been something to those bat wings after all. She kissed me, and I kissed her. Soon, neither one of us were really talking to each other. It was all just undressing and horniness. I gotta say, I liked the forthrightness about it. Maybe she should meet up with Gus more often. We didn't even make it into the bedroom. I slumped against the couch, right up into a pillow that read, "What's the point of love if you can't... dot dot dot." My sentiments exactly. She sucked my dick. She didn't even wait very long. I guess she had been kind of dying to do it. Have you ever had your dick sucked by a bat? Let me give you a complete spoiler. There are absolutely no automatic thrusting or sucking toys that can even remotely compare to getting oral from a bat. If there is a god, he designed bats for the sole purpose of performing fellatio as often as possible. All other talents are secondary. That includes her sewing stuff, which I happen to love, by the way. It has mainly to do with the shocking length and flexibility of their tongues. Think about all the motions you can make with your tongue. I bet you think you're special, but unless you are a bat, you can't do one third of what they can do to someone's penis. And that is before they even start sucking. No, before that even happens, you might have had the pleasant sensation that can only be interpreted as lickety, slurpity, gooey, wet jerk-off. Once that blows your mind, they start sucking. And if you didn't pay attention to the warnings, your heart won't make it to the end of that ride. My heart was pretty resilient. It was my brain that was switching off. I started automatically expressing my undying love for her, as well as any and all other bats. She was making me want to fuck other bats, which is an unusual conclusion to get from your girlfriend. Oh, and she knew. She knew what she was doing. Camilla absolutely knew about this special bat talent. She had been saving it for a surprise, and it was a good surprise that warranted a reciprocal gift. Grabbing both of her delightfully large and pink ears, I held her face hard against my crotch and just blasted every fluid ounce of my hot rat jizz right into her mouth. It came out so fast it hurt. My seed floated swiftly into the wormhole and hit light speed in record time. I was drained and damn satisfied. Once I was about a pound lighter, Camilla slowly pulled back and slurped her long tongue from around my twitching prick. She looked up into my eyes. I looked into hers. She asked me, "You want to date another bat?" That's right. I had sort of blurted that out, but I was never one to disown the words that came out of my mouth. Panting from happy exhaustion, I returned, "Absolutely, yes. That was the best blowjob I ever had. That may have been the best orgasm I ever had. Holy fuck, Camilla. What even was that?"
"I thought you'd like it. I'm going to pick another bat for you this time, okay?"
"Okay,"
I returned with a broken will. I had a bat fetish now.
How did things go with Gary?
I still did not feel like I could go into it. I sighed pathetically and lay down lengthwise on the couch. She crawled on top of me, staring into my eyes. I explained,
I know something happened. Most of it is blurry.
Did he stink ya?
She was so cute. I replied, I think he did. But I think you brought me back.
She giggled and booped my nose. My heart fluttered with love and lust for this girl.
What about Gus?
I like him, she said calmly. He was very shy for such a big guy.
What absolute madness was this? Gus isn't shy.
He was extremely shy.
No, he isn't. Why was I defending him? It must have been because everything I had ever known about him was suddenly a lie.
He asked me permission for everything,
she said as if it were true.
He didn't even talk about sex for the first hour. He ended up making dinner for me and everything.
No, he didn't!
I remember my vocabulary being very limited during this conversation. Most of it had ended up inside her stomach.
She just smiled and looked into my eyes as if she were playing some sort of weird game. She eventually said,
I'm not lying, although we did end up having sex, after he begged me for it.
What even was this? I quickly got off the couch to grab my phone. This naturally caused her to roll off and unceremoniously hit the floor.
Buddy!
She laughed. I ignored her. I picked up my phone and texted Gus to see how the date went. It did not take long before I got my response.
You set that up? Fuck! She was such a slut for me, bro. At first, she was really nervous because I was so much bigger than she was. But after she saw my big dick, she was all over it.
Did she suck you off?
I immediately looked at Camilla and asked, did you suck him off?
No,
she replied.
It was just regular missionary stuff.
God, yeah. But she wasn't very good at it. I ended up fucking all her holes, though. Thanks, buddy.
If you could have seen how scrunched up my face was as I looked at his message. That lying sack of shit rat! I was angry. You have to understand the pecking order that rats have to put up with constantly. Gus had earned the reputation of being the manliest rat in the entire world. Alien rats from outer space had heard of his exploits. It was all a lie. And the worst part of it all was, there was nothing I could do about it. He would just refute everything, and my reputation would go straight to the bottom of the garbage bin I was already in.
Camilla took my phone from me and gave me hers. She could see how annoyed I was, but I guess she thought it was cute or something.
I'm going to pick a bat for you, okay?
Okay, I said, still seething, but I did want to move on. We both sat on the couch and began swiping away. The game had to continue.
That's it for today. God, what the heck even happened there? Anyways, the world moves on. I have been Buddy the Rat, and I'll see you all next time.